Well, I think the difference is I feel like the Chargers are a pass first team, whereas the Redskins are more of a run first, run and play action type team. The Chargers, they want to spread us out, use the tight end at many positions, spread us out, and you know, they want to throw it around. They have a pretty good quarterback in Phillip Rivers, who can make the right reads and make a lot of great throws. So we have to be very cognizant of our depth and our positioning and our pass coverage.
Are you more likely or less likely to try to put added pressure blitzes on the passing team or on
It's all whatever Coach Davis wants. Yeah, I don't make those calls. So it's whatever Coach Davis wants, whatever he dials up, and we'll run it.
Do you feel like you are though using, for lack of better description, your mind more in this defense so far? Are you able to? You know, Michael Kendrick mentioned before that you're making him comfortable and putting. Are you able to use what you've seen over the years in football more this year than that?
I think, of course, there comes a point in the game where you have to study the game a lot, and that's one thing. I just film study and anticipating, and like you said, over time, I've seen many different sets and formations, so kind of expect certain things to come out of certain formations. So I try to pass that information on to Michael to make sure we're both on the same page. So it does help when if we anticipate the right thing and they do it, and we can stuff them. So it's all about studying the opponent.
Are you enabled, I guess, I should have asked it more clearly, are you enabled more to do that this year? Do you feel more free to be able to do that?
Oh, yeah. I've always felt that I can do that.
Phillip Rivers said that a lot of people are talking about the speed that you guys have on offense, but he said that when he was going back through the tape, he saw a lot of that same speed on defense. Do you feel that same way that you guys played pretty fast on?
Yeah, I feel like for the first half, guys flied around, played really fast. And, That's something that the guys were, just how we practice against our offense, we had to keep up with those guys. So it has helped us as a defense going against those guys every day, that we know we have to play at a much faster tempo.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Michael Kendricks, what you see from him in his evolution as a player this season?
Yeah, I think Michael's really, really grown as a player from year one to year two. I think just his understanding of the game, just understanding what's going on around him, what the other safeties and linebackers are doing around him. And he's doing a better job of communicating. He's just growing as a pro. And most guys make that jump from year one to year two.
Around the league, there's tons of offense, more touchdown passes than what we've ever before. Do you think defenses can catch up, or continue changes in the rules are always just going to
I think this is it's tough as a defense player because it's such an offensive-driven league. People want to see touchdowns. They want to see quarterbacks having a 400-yard day, 5-touchdown day. So as a defense, it's tough. You have a lot of things, a lot of rules that kind of hinder you from being as physical as you want to be from a defense standpoint. But you have to go with what you got and try to stop them.
When you have guys like Rivers,
weren't that high for this team. Do you feel like you guys opened some eyes for him in that regard? You guys were saying something like that?
I'm not sure. If he said we play fast, that's cool. That's a credit to our defense. But we know we still can get a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. So what people are saying about us, I think we're our toughest critics. So we still know there's a lot of things we can do a lot better.
As a defensive player, what do you think the Chargers' defensive reaction is to your offense?
The Chargers' defense?
Yeah. What do you think they're thinking?
They're thinking they're going to have to – they better get lined up quick, get lined up quick and be able to communicate against our offense, because our offense does, as you see against Washington, they run a very fast-paced tempo. So defenses, I think they have to be alert and they have to be able to communicate if they're going to be able to stop our offense.
Are you looking forward to the hometown crowd?
Oh, we're really looking forward to opening up the season at home this week. I think it's going to be great to get our new team out in front of our fans. I think it's going to be a special day. I feel like fans are going to bring us a lot more energy than we even had in Washington. So we're amped up and ready for this game.
Trent Cole played as well as he did Monday night. How much does his ability to adjust to this new system make it easier
for you and the linebackers?
It makes it a lot easier. Trent loves playing outside linebacker. Now, you talk to him, he's having fun playing the position, and he gets to work in a lot more space. And you know, he's having fun playing the position. I love playing with Trent because Trent's going to lay it all out, and Trent's going to give you everything he's got every play. So I love being out there with Trent.
Thank you, two more guys.
Hands up over to the blitzing package more than the 4-3. You sort of have five pressure guys on the field instead of 4-3 and then the outside linebackers.
I think 3-4 just gives you more versatility than a 4-3. 4-3, you have to tip your hat a little bit. So 3-4 does give you a better ability to hold your looks a lot.
You mentioned the rules that you have to play under, you know, not to favor offensive players, you know, when to hit them, where to hit them. Is that something you think about when you're on the field, or any hesitation?
No, it doesn't. You know, I understand the rules. I mean, basically, the rule, like, you know, can't hit a guy at the 5 yards. I mean, that's, you understand that rule, but that can't, I don't let that slow me down. You know, I still try to go out, play full speed to the whistle, and, you know, be physical when we play.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.